So we're picking up Emir Sashem on Yud Beis Amud Beis 12b, about 12 lines up from the bottom. Tan Rabbanon, Shah Rishona Ma'achal Ludim. The Gemara just talks about over here like the timing for meals. So the first hour of the day, that's when the Ludim. Now Rashi points out over here, interestingly enough, the Ludim were cannibals. So they would eat very early in the day. Shnia Ma'achal Listin. The second hour of the day is when thieves eat. Shlishis Ma'achal Yarshin. Third hour of the day is the time for inheritors. Now what this means is people who have a lot of money, so Baruch Hashem, don't have anywhere to be. So therefore they eat third hour of the day. Revias Ma'achal Polin. Fourth hour of the day is the meal of workers. Chamishas Ma'achal Tamidi Chachamim. Fifth hour of the day is the meal of Tamidi Chachamim, Torah scholars. Shishis Ma'achal Kaladim. Sixth hour of the day is when regular people go ahead and eat their meal. But Rapapa said before that the fourth hour is the time when regular people normally have their meals. Rather, again, the Gemara says, you're right, switch it around. Meaning what? The Gemara says, Revias Ma'achal Kol Adam, Chamishas Ma'achal Polim, Shishas Ma'achal Tamidi Chachamim. So switch around. Fourth hour of the day is when regular people have their meal. Fifth hour of the day is when workers eat. And sixth hour of the day is when Tamidi Chachamim. Because Tamidi Chachamim are busy with learning up until that time. I'm Mikan Ve'elech Kizorek Evan Lechemus. It's actually interesting. If you wait to eat past that time, it's like throwing a stone into an empty pitcher, which means if you wait too long to eat, you lose some of the benefits of the meal. So Abai says, that's only if you didn't have breakfast, or you eat something in the morning. But if you eat something in the morning, less lanba. Then even if you ate something in the morning, and then your next meal is until after 6 hours, then you're fine. Amar Vashi, Rashi says, Saskim Machlokis, Be'edus Kach Machlokis Bechomets. So Rashi says, the same way that we said before, there's Machlokis ultimately by Edus, which means, in other words, how far off in timing can you be? This is the same Machlokis by Chomets, in timing of Chomets. So Pshita, Hainu Hachtamini, we said that already. That was in the previous staff. Hakamash Balon, Shinuye, Deshaninon, Shinuyehu. So the Gemara says, ought to teach us that all of the answers that we gave beforehand were actually legitimate answers. Amar Vashi, Barashi. Loshon El Bashas. Ultimately, again, the machlokes is only when it comes to when there's a difference in the hours of the day. But obviously, if you have one witness saying that the event occurred before sunrise and one saying after sunrise, then their eidos is batal, because obviously that discrepancy doesn't make sense. Which Gemara says pshita, that's obvious. Which Gemara says ella echad omer kodem neitzachama ve'echad omer besoch neitzachama eidusam b'teila. Gemara says rather if one witness says that the event happened, let's say Reuven killed Shimon before neitzachama, before sunrise, the other one says it was during neitzachama, their eidos is batal. Gemara says hanami pshita, that's also obvious. So mal detema tavayu chadimil sakamri, you might have thought that really both of them are saying the same thing. Now what does that mean? V'hadika omer, they both say yud gimel omed aleph. V'hadika omer besoch neitzachama. So the one who says that it happened at sunrise, he was there at the glow that occurs before the actual sun rises itself. And he just saw the initial rays, but not the actual sunrise. And therefore, maybe they're really saying the same thing. No, that ultimately, again, people don't make that type of mistake, and therefore halacha lamaisa again the eidos is bata. Amar Rav Nachman halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So ultimately, again, Rav Nachman said halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning what? Remember what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that we eat through the fourth hour, then tolling. We go ahead and we suspend, which means you can't eat, but you can get hana during the fifth hour, and then ultimately again sarfin, we burn the chametz at the sixth hour. Amar Le Rabbi Rav Nachman, the name of halacha Rabbi Meir. So why not say the halacha is like Rabbi Meir? Namely, that again you can eat chametz the entire fifth hour. Because ultimately, again, we have a Stam Mishnah that supports this. This Nan, as long as you're allowed to eat chametz, you're also allowed to feed chametz. Ultimately, again, so we would assume that the converse is true as well, which is that halacha lemaisa, if you're allowed to get hanoi, you should also be able to eat. Hahi lav stam, homishim the kasha mutter. So which the Gemara says, no, that's not a Stam Mishnah. Why is that not a Stam Mishnah? Because at the end of the day, ultimately, again, there's a lashon of mutter. And the shaila is why exactly, we'll see this later on, why exactly does he use lashon of mutter? The name of Mar Halach Rabbi Gamliel. So when I say the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel, the Havile Machria, because ultimately, again, Rabbi Gamliel is kind of the middle position between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, lav machriyahu. Rabbi Gamliel ultimately, again, is not really, he's not a middle position. Rather, tam benafsheka amar. He ultimately, again, is going ahead and really espousing his own reasoning. All right, boss, let's stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Meretz Hashem on Matzah Shabbos. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.